Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. And our guest today, we're always thrilled and delighted to have her be a guest on Spotlight 92. And as a matter of fact, she came and did Spotlight 92 when she first got here. And I'm still bubbling all about that one. And our guest today to help me talk about asking for your support for the Jazz Lover, U92FM, and now during our Jazz in June Radiothon, is the president of the University of Memphis, Dr. Shirley Raines. Dr. Raines.
Thank you for the invitation. I'm delighted to be here because I am so proud of our radio station and how much our students can learn because they work with you.
Well, thank you so much. And it's such a thrill to be able to be a part of the university. And I kind of feel like this is my radio station because I've been here so long. But as far as the community is concerned, I think we do a pretty good job of keeping up with the community. Do you think that it's the University of Memphis is as involved with the community as it should be?
Well, I think it is very involved with the community, and it can grow in its involvement. One of the things that we talk about is what we call engaged scholarship, where students will research the issues that are facing our community and then join with community groups who are dealing with those issues, whether it is our School of Urban Affairs and Public Policy that helped to start a new market in South Memphis, or whether it is a group that's helping tutor children because we have literacy tutors that go throughout the whole Memphis City schools, and we have data on how lives are improved by virtue of what the students do. So that's engaged scholarship. Not that we just send people out to tutor, but that they know what they're doing and that they make a difference. Or they help the community build a farmer's market, and that made a difference in people's lives. So being a great metropolitan research university means that we are very engaged in the community. Mm. And thousands of our students, from the honor students who cleaned up McKellar Lake and do that on their spring break every year, to people who work with emerging leaders and the Breakfast Club that Pitts and Lipscomb does. And the other part that's so engaging, you know, I can talk about this for a long time, Malvin. The other part that's so engaging is that we're asking every student to do an internship before they leave the University of Memphis. And we have over half of our students who already do that. But we'd like more small businesses. Of course, we want large corporations. But we'd like the community, whether it's a nonprofit, a small business, or a corporation, to contact our internship office and just call the university and we'll connect you with the internship office. We love it when it's a paid internship because lots of our students work, but we have many, many internships that are not paid internships, but a great opportunity for students to learn.
And this is available, these internships are available to all businesses
that's
that are
right.
in the community.
That's right. They have to come and register with us and make sure that what students are wanting to learn, they're going to give them the opportunity to learn. This is not just go get their coffee and run extra copies. This is to find out what the issues are that they're facing and work with them. And we've had some ad campaigns that have been devised by our students that are part of some nonprofit organizations. So it's a wonderful learning opportunity. Yesterday, I spoke to a freshman orientation where the students and their parents are there. And when I mentioned internships, there was applause in the audience. Mm. Now, I know the applause came mostly from the parents because they understand the significance of a good internship usually leads to a good job. And even if it's not in that particular company, it may be in another one that has those same kinds of services or products.
It's something that you can put on your resume.
Absolutely.
And, we have had that experience here as we have had interns here or students who have been affiliated with the station who have gone and interned with marketing companies and so on. We've got them all over the city, and it's particularly all over the state, who have actually moved into a position after they graduated because of that internship.
And political science majors can go intern in the state legislature or intern in Washington. There are all kinds of opportunities. Nurses and teachers have always done internships. And communication broadcasting has had internships for a long time, but we haven't expanded as much as we need to other majors. And so we're excited about that development.
And this is a new initiative or a fresh initiative from
It's a fresh focus. It's been going on for years, but we're focusing on expanding it to other groups.
And, of course, for those of you who don't know, this is the 100th anniversary of the University of Memphis. We've went to no expense to get our new caps to make sure they had 100th anniversary in the back of them. But how is the celebration of this affected the university and affecting, how is it affecting this year as we're going along? I know we're all thrilled about it.
Well, there are several things that we're doing that I think are very important to your listeners. One is to celebrate that we've been around 100 years. And we're an institution that will stay here. So there are people who come and go, but the university stays here. And so contributing to the lives of our students by giving money to the university is very important to us. We have a $250 million campaign going on right now to raise money because we get now less than 33% of our needed funds from the state of Tennessee. So tuition, fees, and donations are what drive our university. So it's really important that people who've been helped in their past, maybe had a scholarship somewhere along the way, that they give back and help other students who are coming along. We're very, very grateful for the wonderful things that have happened. For instance, our theater department is the only university that was licensed to perform Phantom of the Opera. Now, why is that? It's because our music and theater are known worldwide, and they trusted us. That was really important.
And it was so successful and beautiful the way they did it.
It really was staged well. The performers were extraordinary, and they were our own. We didn't have to import a star from somewhere because we have all the future stars here. So we did that. The Ramses statues being moved from downtown, the wonderful new bronze tiger in front of the university center. So raising money, raising awareness, and also refreshing our campus so that it gets ready in both mission and vision, but also physically ready for our future.
The buildings are looking very nice. Most of them, the landscaping is getting to be so beautiful. And I love the tigers that are all over. They're popping up all over town now.
I guess I may be the first one to announce it. We submitted tigers around town from the Alumni Association, which was their idea and their sponsorship. Right. We submitted that to a national association that supports higher education, and they competed with 23,000 other applications and won the bronze in that competition for our tigers around town. So it is very creative and inventive, much like what the university is. And so I challenged our Alumni Association to think big, and they did with the tigers. And then we have a new wonderful bronze tiger the funds were donated by people throughout the community so that our bronze tiger sits in front of the university center, and students are already going by, and before they have a test, patting its paw as a sign of good luck. So we have lots of great things happening.
That's great. That's going on right now to
the
University of Memphis. And once again, if you just tuned in, this is Spotlight 92. We're talking to President Raines of the University of Memphis, our illustrious leader. And we are in the midst of our Jazz and June Radiothon, by the way, and we're looking for your support. at 678-4000, 678-4000, or 1-877-955-JAZZ, 1-877-955-5299. We're looking for your support to help us out. And we spoke a minute ago, you mentioned about the, because we got the Phantom because of Memphis, and Memphis music is so well known around the world. And that's, our stream, I got to tell you, we got a call, we got an email of a request of a Paul Desmond song yesterday from Herefordshire.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
We were wondering, you know, at the time difference, how that was going to work out. So Ashley played it for him, Amir Elise played the song, and I got an email back from him saying thank you, right?
How wonderful. Yes, as new technology evolves, we want to use it throughout the university so that our students are well prepared to go in the technologically advanced situations. Yeah. But Melvin, let me interrupt you and say I'm handing you this donation, a check from my husband and me to be one of the first donors for your new campaign. And we are very grateful to the university for providing the radio station, but we're very grateful to all of you who serve as the mentors to our students.
Well, we appreciate that coming from you especially. And I'm so proud to be able to say that we are part of the university, and what we do represents the university, and we try to make sure that we keep it on the up and up too.
You know? Absolutely. Your voice is what's important to us. What are the voices of the university, and what do they say about the university? And we have almost 23,000 students and about 2,500 employees, not give or take a few. But what's really satisfying to me is that we wish we could pay everybody more, but people tell us it's still one of the best places to work. And we've had people who have opportunities to go other places in industry, and they'll say, no, I really like working at the university because I believe in what they're trying to do by educating more young people. And so that's, you know, that's what we're about.
Well, thank you so much for your generous pledge, of course, too. And so everybody do what the president just did now. You know, you got to step in line and let's do this. 678-4000, that's the number to call, 678-4000 or 1-877-955-JAZZ. And the tiger is going to growl for Dr. Raines, too.
Thank you.
Because you made the tiger roar. I spoke with Trey Hargett. He was my guest on Spotlight 92 last week, I believe, or a couple of weeks ago. And as Secretary of State, his job is to not really oversee the state universities, but he has a hand in that. He is so proud to have been a student of the University of Memphis. And talking to him, the idea, there's not a lot that they can do as in his department, the State Department, as far as helping with the funding of the university, state funds coming into the system, Board of Regents. Does it seem like that's going to change any at all? I know your ear is in Nashville. You're always in Nashville.
Well, the funding issue is really a state funding issue. As the economy went down, there was less revenue coming into the state's coffers for us to be able to access. I think at some point in time, because we don't set the tuition, the Tennessee Board of Regents does, but we can't continue to ask students to replace the dollars that should have come from the state. So it's our responsibility to try to make that case more effectively to the state when resources come. For instance, this year, in that $250 million I'm trying to raise, some of that is going to go to tuition for some students to scholarships. Some will go to adding more professors in areas of dire need. And some of it goes to facilities. And there's a great opportunity now. And that opportunity is Governor Haslam has said that next year, for every dollar we raise toward a building that's necessary on our campus, then the state will match it with three. So there is a building we desperately need. There are three that we desperately need. One is the community health building, which houses nursing and speech and audiology. The second is a research building. And the third is the music center complex. All three of those are worthy endeavors. We have more money at this point raised for the nursing building, so we're going for it first, the community health building. We have our students in nursing are meeting on 9 different campus locations. They don't have space that is big enough for them, just like there. We need more space for the music school and many others. But for every nurse who graduates, there's a job waiting. So we see this as both a great opportunity to get our nursing program together. So we're raising $15 million toward that goal, and we've raised 9 already, so $6 million to make that grow. Every time a donor gives to us, whether they're giving to WUMR, which we want them to do, or to other causes at the University of Memphis, we will make certain that those dollars are spent well. We're very good stewards. We can stretch a dollar further than almost anybody. So I would just say to the people who have the means, please give to WUMR. But I would also say for those of you who have interest in any area of the curriculum and how we prepare students, to let us know, because we need your help.
You know, and it speaks so well of your tenure here as president that the university, what you just said, the nursing school needs more space. The music school needs more space. It's the university is constantly expanding.
Right.
And needing these, the idea of needing these buildings, that's just beautiful. As a matter of fact, there's an awful lot of things that have progressed over the years since you've been here. Do you sit back and take stock of how things were when you got here and how they are now?
I did for our 100th anniversary. I usually think about the work I have to do in the future and not what is already past. I'm very proud of the Kimmins Wilson School of Hospitality and the Holiday Inn. I don't know what the city did without that campus Holiday Inn.
I mean, it's one of the busiest hotels in town.
It is. And they continue to win customer service awards, which I'm very proud of. The FedEx Institute of Technology, we built that so that we can not only study technology and technology, cybersecurity, and artificial intelligence, lots of things that they do at the FedEx Institute of Technology, the new university center, the Living Learning Center, and then moving the law school downtown. Those 5 things, to me, have changed the interaction of our university with the community and with scholars at large. But yes, I'm very proud of that, but I'm always looking for what's the next big thing to do. And the next big thing to do, of course, is to finish this $250 million campaign.
Oh, you're talking numbers that are way above my head.
Well, it's like everything else. It's a little bit at a time.
Right.
It's a little bit at a time. And some people are giving in names of other people. And that also is a great tribute to other professionals. And I know you have a fund here.
We have a way that people can pay, make a $10 donation once a month, automatic deduction that we have set up through our website. And that way a person can donate $120 to the radio station and really not even feel it, because it'll come out of the check before they see it.
Right, yes. But naming something and giving some money and naming it as a memorial to someone or a tribute to someone who's alive, I think those are very meaningful gifts. And I'm just so grateful to live in a city like Memphis that has a generous spirit and real generosity. People give to worthy causes, and we're most appreciative. You know, our students have raised over $1 million for St. Jude.
Is that right?
They did that through their Up to Dawn program. So we're also not only asking for money, we're trying to teach our students to be generous. If everybody who'd ever received a scholarship from the University of Memphis would pay it back double, we wouldn't have any scholarship needs. So whether it's to someone in communications or broadcasting, one of the best ways to feel good about your profession is to give back to someone who's trying to learn your profession.
Yeah. And once again, if you just tuned in, this is Spotlight 92, a radiothon version. And our guest is the illustrious president of the University of Memphis, Dr. Shirley Raines. And we are talking about the university and asking for your support. 678-4000 is the number to call. 678-4000 or 1-877-955-JAZZ, 1-877-955-5299. And that's for all our listeners. Like I was telling the president just a little while ago, I got a call from a media advisor, a marketing advisor in Hawaii who listens to the station. And she gave us some great suggestions on how to get people to make pledges.
Well, wonderful. And I'm very excited, one, that you've stayed at the top of your game in jazz music, because not only do you help the community, the world actually now, to celebrate the great jazz musicians of the past, but you also are introducing new people, and that makes all the difference in the world to musicians, the great talented and creative people they are.
Well, now, and getting back to another something that has happened in your tenure, we're going to be wishing a fond farewell to R.C. Johnson, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
And so do you think it's going to be significant as far as our programs, our sports programs, to be moving up into the Big East?
Yes, we've been working on that for a long time.
I know, that's been
and
one
when
of
the
projects.
Presidents and chancellors of the Big East schools voted, and I got that phone call saying it was yes, and that it was unanimous.
It was unanimous.
And was unanimous. It was one of those moments that I'll remember where I was and what I was doing at the time that I received the call, because it does make such a difference for us. We've enjoyed Conference USA, the competitions. We've tried to be good citizens. But the reach of the Big East financially and with media is greater, and we need to try to pay for all of our athletics.
Right.
There are only 12 schools in the whole nation who receive enough money to pay for all it costs. Because, you know, we also support golfers and tennis players and lots of soccer that sometimes has an audience and sometimes doesn't. So
right.
Basketball and football are not the only things we support. But what we do believe is that student athletes are some of our best graduates, because they come from 4 years of being very disciplined in order to be able to be a student and an athlete at the same time. And many of them, because of their sports roles, have been leaders. Mm-hmm. So they come with they graduate with some qualities that we're very pleased to be a part of. So that's what it's really all about.
Right.
But you do have to balance the budget at the end of the day. So we're grateful to every fan who goes to, whether they're going to basketball or football or baseball, we're grateful to every fan who goes, because it makes a difference. It makes a difference for our students to have an audience to perform.
Do you think because of the members of the Big East, some of the teams that will be coming here and that will be going to play, do you think that's going to make a significant change in attendance?
Well, I think it will. We have, we're well attended in basketball, so there's
anyway,
not
yeah.
People always come to see our basketball. We're hoping it will help in football as well. I'm very excited about our new coach Justin Fuente. Oh, he's a wonderful man and has the right values, and I think he's going to be a great coach. And then Tom Bowen is starting his first day today. And so we'll make sure that you get a chance to talk with him sometime, too.
The new athletic director.
New athletic director, Tom Bowen from San Jose State. And we're excited about him. We're sad to see R.C. go. He's been here 16 years.
And we've done some cool things with R.C. Johnson.
We have.
Too.
We definitely have. So now it's time for Tom, and he will bring his own touch, but we're excited about him. He has a young family with a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old.
So he'll be around
He'll be around a while. We're getting some younger coaches and younger ADs, so we're we think the future's bright for Tiger Athletics.
As a matter of fact, in our involvement, of course, we broadcast the ball game, the baseball games with the women's basketball, and we love doing that. We're considered the voice of them with Jeff Brightwell doing the play-by-play and everything, and the baseball team, the basketball team. But we have a football player who is one of our staff.
Tyrondell
Phillips. He's a defensive back. And Tyrondell was on the team last year. And we, you know, we talked back and forth, and he had his complaints about this and that. When Justin Fuentes started coaching the team and brought his got his organization together, got things going, Tyrondell, kids in my class, everybody that I speak to that had to do with that football team was just pumped to no end. They said the fire, this coach has a fire that he's putting into him. And,
well, remember, he was the offensive coordinator when TCU won the Rose Bowl. So the guy knows what he's doing, and so we're excited about that. But I would have to tell you, Melissa McFerrin and the women's basketball have come a long way. We still have – while we fill most of the seats for the FedEx Forum, we need to fill the seats for the Elmer Rome Fieldhouse because these young women are great representatives. But, you know, I've never met athletes that weren't proud of their sport, and we want them to graduate being proud of their school and go into great professions as well. But we appreciate you broadcasting baseball and women's basketball, and when I can't get to the away games, I'm listening in.
That's great. And a lot of people told us that, especially faculty and staff around the university that day.
Right.
And one English professor told me that she liked to listen because the students doing the broadcast had an interest in what was going on, and they had brought an energy that nobody else could bring.
That's right. Well, and, you know, we have wonderful, wonderful pep band that comes to the women's games just like they come to the men's games, and we have cheer squads and pom squads who come. So we try to be supportive of all of them.
This is a great university, and we've got some alums that have done so much and have moved to such heights. It's exciting to think that they are part of this, and I hope that they will remember that as well and be a part of our pledge drive and make
well,
a pledge.
Well, and, you know, Anthony Hardaway gave the money for the Hardaway Center on the campus. That's a great example of an athlete. But some of the ones who perhaps haven't gone on to pro careers but have gone on to professional careers, it would be good for them to have an opportunity to give back. You know, I used to be hesitant to ask for money, and then it dawned on me one day, you're not asking for money for yourself, Shirley. And I could see a long list and a long line of students and future students, and if I'm ever hesitant to go in and ask for a lot of money from some big corporation, I just think about that sea of students who needs our help, and think about the great service that WUMR provides for us. And great music makes our world a better place.
Well, you are so generous. And, you know, one thing that I would like to add about that, too, is I talk with the promoters every week. I track every week with the guys that send us the music. And it's so important to them that we get these CDs and things because of our format. For one, is you're so unique 24/7. But also because the way we have it set up, where we are old-fashioned radio, as it were, we're not program sets. We got people in there actually pulling CDs out and playing, and it makes for the spin counts that they get back for the good CDs, for the ones that are really appealing. It makes those spins counts go up, and that makes the CD go up on the charts, and they just love that. So then we get flooded with music, and thankfully we don't have to pay for it.
Well, it's wonderful that the artists think about us, and I believe that's what's wonderful about the University of Memphis. People think about the quality of what we do, and I'm one of those people who believes that no matter how good you are, you can get better.
Right.
And so I want to celebrate our successes, but I always want us to have that stretch goal. What can we do to get better? That's the main opportunity for us. So WUMR is great. We want to get better at it,
Thank you, Dr. Raines, for being a guest. And once again, this is the Jazz and June Radiothon. We are still looking for your support. Make your pledge right now, 678-4000. That's the number to call, 678-4000 or 1-877-955-JAZZ, 1-877-955-5299 outside the area. And we're back to more of the best in jazz and asking for your support. Keep it here at U92 FM.